All right, all right, all right. I'm in the work van. I have the microphone posted up. And we are going to Stafford. Going to Stafford to shoot a house. So, gonna have a little bit of time in the car. Figured this would be a good opportunity to test some more of the in-car settings, as well as get a chance to talk to you some more. Haven't decided what we're gonna talk about yet because I only really decided to do this about 3 minutes ago. So, got that going for me, which is nice. It is rainy. It's so rainy here. It is February 13th. It's a Thursday. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I have not gotten a card or flowers or a gift yet. In true male fashion, I'm really just a terrible person. And I'm really a piss poor planner when it comes to matters such as these. But I feel like I'll get it done. I have faith. Ooh, nice TJ. I kind of like talking to you guys in this manner. I 100% look like a crazy person to anyone that's watching me in this vehicle right now because I'm straight up having a conversation with myself. But it's all for the best, man. I mean, I figure that's probably what, professional YouTubers look like to most people. Uh-oh, we're going around turn. Will the mic move? Ooh. I'm a good driver. So the rain noise you can hear, I'm sure, is quite loud. All right, GPS 95 north. Okay, straight. Whoa, that was just my water. Looks like we have about 28 minutes together, which should be enough time to fuck some shit up. Probably say some things I regret. Probably hurt someone's feelings. You know, who knows? That's a lot of time. This, I will most likely have to edit this podcast just because of dead air and whatnot. It's really hard to keep up a conversation with myself in a moving vehicle whilst navigating these treacherous rainy roads of Northern Virginia on 95. But we're gonna make it through. We're gonna make it through. I'm not gonna give you a complete turd of a product. I'm gonna try and polish it up just a smidge bit. Not too polished, because I don't want to spoil you guys. And then you'll just be like, oh, why isn't this edited? Why isn't there any background music? Why is it blah, blah, blah? And then I'm gonna get back into my whole routine of, oh, it's not done yet. It's not perfect. I can't post it. And then we're back to square fucking one. And where does that get us? Well, back to square one and fucking nowhere. So I'm not going to do that. If you guys are into well-produced, good-sounding, high-quality podcasts, please send me a message or an email, and I will gladly point you to 4 or 5 other podcasts that you can listen to. Because this is not that one. I think I've said this before. Or maybe I haven't. I don't know. I forget what I called the podcast. The Worst Off-Road Podcast? I think that's what I called it. That's what we're going to call it. Seven Slot Society, The Worst Off-Road Podcast. It's a more like self-deprecating joke because I don't actually think it's the worst. There are like 3 that I can name that are definitely way fucking worse than this one. But, you know, I'm not out here to bash other people out there doing the fucking thing, man. It's just not my style. Those podcasts that I do not enjoy are just not my style. They have way more listeners than this podcast does, obviously. Are you gonna let me in, bud? Oh, thanks, buddy. They obviously have way more listeners than I do. But it's just the stuff they talk about, the format. It's not my style. And that's okay. I don't have, not everybody has to like this podcast, and I don't have to like everybody else's podcast, so I don't feel bad, honestly. I don't feel bad about not liking it, but I'm also not going to force myself to listen to something that I don't want to listen to, because that's just fucking dumb. And if you're listening to this podcast, just because like someone told you to, or because you want to make me feel good, or some other bullshit reason like that, turn it off and go listen to something you like. Go do something you enjoy. That was one of my promises that I made to myself of 2020, that I'm going to stop doing shit that I don't like fucking doing. It's ridiculous. Thinking about all the stuff that I did in 2019 that I didn't want to fucking do just because either I felt pressured to, or I don't know, but just doing stuff because of what other people thought. And I'm fucking done with that shit. It makes me angry. It gives me fucking anxiety about some shit that I don't have to do in the first place. So join with me, 2020. Let's stop doing shit we don't want to fucking do. It's ridiculous. But I feel as though I started getting down on the rant train a little too hard there. So let's switch gears here. Let's switch gears and we'll talk about some stuff I've been seeing pop up on social media as it relates to King of the Hammers. Specifically, there were multiple rollovers on Chocolate Thunder and the surrounding trails that people were getting quite hot and bothered over. And this is my thing, and Matt from Driving Line had a phenomenal post about this in text form. If you don't know who that is, go ahead, look him up. Matt, his last name starts with M. I'm not even going to try and butcher it. But he works for Driving Line. He just did a walk around how King of the Hammers was built, something like that. Anyway, he got to go into Laser Town, all that fun shit. Watch that video, read his post. He was talking about the stuff that we as an off-road community are posting is the stuff that's going to get events like King of the Hammers and others shut down by BLM in California's case and other governing sanctioning bodies in other states' cases. So basically he's saying that all these drunken idiots on Chocolate Thunder rolling, causing a scene, there were like two major injuries or something ridiculous like that. I can't remember. I just know I saw a video of some guy getting fucking hip checked by a Toyota that rolled over something. Pretty sure the rumor mill said that guy broke his fucking pelvis. That is gnarly. Anyway, he was saying that posting that sort of stuff is the stuff that's gonna like ruin this for everybody. Like, I'm why we can't have nice things. He's like, go ahead and film it and like show your buddies or whatever, because that's, you know, you want to show your buddies a cool video you got. But the main thing that he was saying is don't like propagate it, don't share it, don't post it in the first place if you think it's gonna go viral. Chances are a dude getting hip checked by a rolling over vehicle on Chocolate Thunder during King of the Hammers, if you go on social and you name that video King of the Hammers 2020 Chocolate Thunder rollover injury, you know it's gonna go viral. He's like, don't stop doing that shit. Because the people that want to see that event get shut down, that's all they have to do is to go onto social and see a video like that. And then they just add up a bunch of videos like that. And then they bring it up to the politic people, the congressmen and the house and the blah, 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 whatever. They show them, they're like, this is why we can't have this event anymore. Shut it down. And then they have all this fucking evidence that our, as a collective off-road community's dumbassery has posted for everyone to fucking see. Now, the whole drinking and wheeling thing, like, I don't even want to fucking get into that. So that's not what this is about. They could have been perfectly sober, which they very well, I shouldn't even say that. Let me back up. I don't know the impairment, if any, of the drivers or the people in those videos. So let me back up and say that. But the drinking and wheeling is not the issue that I'm specifically talking about for this specific podcast. We can maybe get into that in another podcast, which it's so controversial, I don't even think I'm going to touch that topic, to be honest with you. But anyway, circling back, it's the posting of said videos to social media is the biggest thing that I believe is would stop King of the Hammers or other events like it from happening. And that would make me really fucking sad, because I've been keeping up watching King of the Hammer since about 2014-ish. 2013, 2014. So I'm still very new for all you OGs, for all you 2007s and up that have been there or participated. I'm still a newbie. But I've been blessed enough to go for the past 2 years. And it would be a shame if for some reason that event were to be stopped and I wouldn't be able to go there anymore. I had a fucking phenomenal year this year. And I'm still gonna do the solo wrap up, I promise. But I don't want to do that in the car like this, because I've actually been writing notes the past couple days of things, wickets, if you will, that I want to hit. That one was for all my military folks. I have some wickets I need to hit. But yeah, so go check out Matt's post. Just read through it. He brings up some really, really good points. Just as with the podcast the other day, the Must Be Nice podcast, just something to consider. I'm not saying that you shouldn't post it. I'm just saying maybe think about it. If there's like, so if you're like out in the whoops and you're running super hard and you hit a sweet jump, cool. Post that shit. I want to see it. I want to see somebody huck their dumpster 30 feet. That would make me happy. Tag me in that video. Send me that video and I'll probably post it. What I'm saying is, if it's dangerous and or illegal, maybe don't do that. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not your fucking mother. Do whatever you want. I'm just saying, if you give a shit about the longevity of King of the Hammers and other events like that held on public and even private lands in some states, because you know some states are dicks. But just think about it. That's all I'm asking, is just to think about it. So, alright, I'm done talking about that now. Next topic. Give me a second. I didn't think this far ahead. I didn't think I'd get this far. Give me a second. What we're gonna do is a quick little, no spreadsheet needed, what's going on with the YJ. I have a whole spreadsheet of what it needs to be done, what's already been done, broken down with prices, the whole fucking nerdy shit. But I obviously don't have that with me, and I'm driving, so I can't look at it, even if I had it. Anyway, what's going on with the YJ? It is a roller now. It is a complete roller. Thank you, Level 4 Concepts, Brady and Mark, for all the fantastic work that you're doing to help me with this. I really fucking appreciate it. Shout out to them. Go check out their socials. Will be linked in the show notes. Check them out. Next things that need to be done, I haven't been over there since before Hammers. I believe there's a little bit more welding to be done on the cage, like the insides and shit. I think there's a little bit of welding left for the rear four link, just a smidge. After that, let's see, I got the fittings on the fuel rail. I have the feed line run. I need to buy a little bit more fuel line, braided stainless steel braided fuel line to run the return. I need to get a rollover valve. I need to wire the fuel pump. I need to finish up. Oh, this is my turn. Hang on. I need to wire the fuel pump. I need to finish up. Well, actually, I need to start rewiring like the whole fucking thing, because I disconnected almost everything like an idiot. If I had just left this fucking Jeep alone and didn't touch it, I'd be driving it right now. But my stupid ass, oh, I need tons of 42s, let's chop this Jeep that already drives up, idiot. The main reason I did it is because I knew that if I left it on 35s and JK axles, that I would only ever think about junkyard tons and 42-inch TSLs. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me hate myself now so I can love myself later. I'm starting to love myself a little more. A Jeep's starting to look pretty gnarly. Next big thing that needs to be done is... The seats and the harnesses, which are coming from PRP. And if you listen to the last podcast, you know that I did some barter work with PRP. So in the next week or two, I should be getting some awesome seats. We'll see. I don't know. It may be 3 or 4 weeks, depending on how much business they did at Hammers, which I heard was a fucking lot. So be on the lookout for that post and that video, because you know it's going to be going up. Because I am super stoked about that. And I am really, really super, because I know you guys love that adjective, super duper, completely excited to listen to all the must be nice or you're so lucky bullshit fucking comments from people. But that's focusing on the negative. That's negative thinking, Angel. Come on, reel it back in, bud. I'm really excited for the seats. So once the seats get welded in, I think there's only one or two things that have to happen with the steering that involve welder cating. So once all the welder cating is done and finalized, I'll be taking the Jeep back home to the trap house. I'm gonna have to kick the MJ out of the garage. The YJ is gonna go in, because the MJ actually has a top on it. YJ doesn't, just like my other trail rig, because I'm stupid. But that's gonna go in there. I can finish up the fuel. I can do the brakes. Fuck, I just remembered I need to buy the disc brake conversion kit. Shit. Bye-bye $300-something. Anyway, drop in the bucket. Plus, you kind of need brakes. I think I have to do some more grinding on the Dana 60 calipers, because they are still rubbing my 15-inch wheels. Yes, yes! Running 42s on 15-inch wheels. Hello, 2008 called. They want their Jeep back, yeah? Well, fuck you! I'm just kidding. Not fuck you. I like 42s on 15s. If I had a wheel sponsor, I'd be running 17-inch beadlocks. But you know what? I'm not here to complain. I'm just saying, I'm working with what I got. I got wheels for $100. Of course I'm gonna run that shit. So, seats, brakes, then I can finish up the wiring, get everything fired up. Drive shafts. I need to measure for drive shafts. I'm thinking I've been torn between Tom Woods and Adams. I have some deep, oh, and Oliver driveline, or drive shafts. So I have some deep thinking in order which company. I'm already swayed one way because of previous interactions, but you know, we'll see. I'll do a little pros and cons list. I know they're both great, phenomenal companies with great customer service. I just need to figure out who I'm gonna give my money to. So once the drive shafts are good and set, then it's hopefully time for a little test drive, a little neighborhood hooning, maybe a little burnout action, a little one wheel peel. Actually, no, there's GovLock in there. I don't know. Maybe it'll do one wheel peel. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if that dinky little 4.0 motor will even move those tires. We'll see. We will see. If my energy seems off, I apologize. I'm trying to keep it high energy since I'm literally in this service van by myself, like a crazy person, out on Tackett's Mill Road in Stafford, wherever the hell that is. About to be at my shoot, and then I got another shoot in Colonial Beach, and then I gotta go home and pack more orders. Woo! Thank you guys, by the way, which reminds me. The patches that PJ made and had sent to me have been selling rather quickly, to be honest with you. I think I got about 100 of them. I think there's 20 left, and I posted them yesterday. So if you want to grab a patch, go ahead and skedaddle on over to 7slotsociety.com/shop. Should be the very first item that's on there. Man, I feel my energy is super weird right now. I'm not a huge fan, so I apologize. I feel like a morning radio disc jockey. Maybe it's because the microphone is on the dash and it's not super close to my face, so I feel the need to scream, which I probably don't, because I can fix this in post. That, another King of the Hammers thing, I can fix that in post, was basically my mantra for the entire week. I because I am by no means a professional motorsports photographer. So a lot of times, I don't get my settings right on the first click, on the first button push. So I've had to do quite a bit. If you've seen any of the photos I've posted, you can tell that there is definitely some Lightroom action going on there. And I try not to hide behind Lightroom brushstrokes and Photoshop-a-malities and stuff like that, but I don't know, man. Sometimes it needs it. I had one guy like, "Oh, you're a great photographer. This looks so good." And I'm like, dude, that's like all Photoshop and Lightroom, like all of it. So just keep that in mind. If you see a cool picture, it's like 90% Lightroom and Photoshop, maybe 80%. Sometimes I snap a banger that doesn't even need to be edited. Sometimes. I think it happened twice over the eight days that I was at Hammers. So that's not a great batting average. But it is what it is. I'm not going to complain. I'm getting tons of practice, getting a lot of photos that I really, really like. PRP was super happy with what I provided them. That's literally the only thing I could ask for out of that trip, is that the people that trusted me and paid me were happy with the product that I gave them. So that's good. Can't be mad about that. Well, what was I talking about? The Jeep. Yes. Off tangent again. See, this is why I need the Trap Queen here with me to keep me on topic. After hooning in the neighborhood commences and whatever breaks, breaks, the next thing will probably be to get some slugs for the front, for the 60, and maybe weld it. Maybe I'll do, not selectable, maybe I'll do some lockouts and just weld it. I don't know. We'll see. We're still up in the air on what we're going to do with the front. It's like, on the one hand, turning radius. On the other hand, do you really need that much turning radius? Like, I don't know. Do a couple K-turns. There goes the microphone. So if the audio changed a little bit, God, I apologize. I literally cannot reach the recorder right now. Once we figure out what we're going to do with the front end, I'm sure there will be a video or an explanation on it, something to that effect. But in the meantime, I'm getting close to my appointment, T-minus 8 minutes. I really need to pay attention to where I'm driving so I don't miss it and I don't pass it. Thank you guys for listening to this. I don't even know what to call this. It was like half rant, half information, half checkup, half, I don't know. That's a lot of halves. I'm bad at fractions. I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you for listening. Go to the website. I'm not saying buy anything. I'm just saying check out what's there. And if you like it, you know, whatever. Do whatever you want. Please go leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you don't have an account, fuck it. Just make one. I would really love a review. If you leave a 1-star review, that's fine. I'm not mad at you. Just fucking tell me why. I have thick skin-ish. I'll probably only cry for a little while. So please go leave a review. That would mean the absolute world to me. And until next time, guys, thank you so much for the support. It is completely undeserved, but it is greatly appreciated. I hope you have a fantastic day. And my last thing before I go, do something nice for someone unprovoked for no fucking reason other than to make that person smile or to make that person laugh. That's all I got. I will see you guys next time.